UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Marie Atkins Night Shelter received a well-needed facelift on Labor Day, Tuesday, May 23, thanks to team members from the Urban Development Corporation. Find out more on today's edition of Urban Scope. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The occupants and staff at the Marie Atkins Night Shelter for the Homeless are benefiting from improvements to the facility. The work was carried out by the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, on Labor Day, Tuesday, May 23. In keeping with the National Labor Day theme, Restore, Preserve, Beautify, the UDC resurfaced a section of the facility's concrete flooring, painted sections of the facility, constructed a planter bed, and repaired plumbing and other fixtures.
The painting of the tables that they use, the flooring that was redone, the bathroom pipes were put in, they also painted the bathroom. They're fixing windows around the front. There's a staircase that goes up to the male department. They are there fixing it. So they're doing a lot, which we are very grateful for.
Inspector of the Poor, Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, Mavis Farquharson. The shelter, located at 65 Hanover Street in downtown Kingston and named after former mayor of Kingston and St. Andrew, the late Marie Atkins, has been providing refuge for displaced and dispossessed persons for the past 23 years.
The at-risk persons, such as the homeless and those who use this shelter, are in great need for better conveniences. And so we've decided, as our way of giving back, in addition to the national project that is here downtown, which is a ward, we would focus on the homeless and give them a voice and make sure that we're looking out for their interests.
General Manager of the UDC, Dr. Damien Graham. There are 97 registered persons currently attached to the shelter. Of that number, 20 are females.
It appears to me that development is no development unless human beings are developed and taken care of. Any infrastructure development or physical development is irrelevant unless the people benefit from it. And so therefore, the mandate of the UDC, when you look at it in its essence, is to ensure that human beings are developed. As downtown physically developed, so should the people who use downtown and live downtown.
UDC Chairman Senator Ransford Braham. Dr. Graham says the UDC will be looking at how the shelter can receive additional assistance.
We first want to take on an assessment of what needs to be done. Already we've identified that they have some challenges with the roofing. Recently with the heavy rain, we're reaching out to our partners and asking for donations.
The corporation also lent support to the National Labor Day project at the Ward Theatre in downtown Kingston, where restorative works were carried out under the auspices of the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation and the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport. Renovation work included painting, retiling, plumbing, lighting and electrical work. Now for Or Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC's participation in Labor Day projects is a long-standing tradition and forms part of the corporation's Corporate Social Responsibility CSR program? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.